Here's another story from the government. It's prioritising its plan for a trans-Tasman travel bubble before it will consider opening up quarantine travel to and from the Pacific Islands. And not everyone agrees with that approach, including one Dr. Colin Tukuitonga, who worked for the international development organisation The Pacific Community and has recently started a new role at the Auckland at the University of Auckland. Hi there, Colin.
Kia ora, Jesse.
You've written an interesting piece in Newsroom about this. So what's the problem with the government focusing on Australia before the other Pacific Islands?
Oh, it's really to do with the risk management for COVID. I mean, we only need one case, right? One case reintroduced into New Zealand, and in the wrong sort of circumstances, it's going to take off again. Everyone's really concerned about the second wave and possibly the third wave. And we don't really need to rush into the Australian relationship. It will come. That's my point. It's about really trying to minimise the risk of reintroducing COVID-19 into New Zealand.
How much COVID is there in the Pacific Islands?
None. In the islands I've advocated for, in the first wave, all of those islands have had no COVID-19 cases reported, and it's been watched by the organisation I used to work for and WHO, and we're confident that there are no cases. The only exception, of course, is Fiji. They have had cases, but they're 35 days on the trot with no new cases, and I think it's a good enough record in order to be considered to be part of the New Zealand Pacific bubble.
No COVID-19 in Samoa?
None.
None in Tonga?
Samoa went early. None at all. Samoa
none
went
the
early, you know.
Yeah.
None in the Cooks. Samoa came out of that dreadful measles episode, and they went early, and they went really hard, and they've been able to keep it out.
So I listed a few of them then, but which islands do you think should be part of this bubble?
Oh, the ones that I've outlined, Cooks, Niue, Tokelau, Samoa, Tonga, Fiji, and I've looked at New Caledonia. They've been without a case as well for some 20-odd days. You know, the places that Kiwis would go for a holiday, and I think this is a very practical, safe option for New Zealanders. Many would be wanting to break out and go and have a holiday.
And what are the benefits of introducing a bubble like this?
Well, the key one is, of course, we are it's safe for both New Zealand and the islands. Once we're 28 days free, we present no risk to the islands, and they present no risk to us. So you can resume trade. So economically beneficial. For these islands, tourism is a big deal, as you know. Cook Islands relies a lot on on tourism, mainly from New Zealand. And there are obligations. I made mention of the obligations for New Zealand in respect of Cooks and Niue, for in terms of the realm, you know, supply of medicines, essential goods. Like that. So, you know, there are a number of benefits.
Are there, not to sound harsh, but are there benefits for New Zealand as well as for the countries that will be benefiting from our tourism?
Well, obviously, the New Zealand will be trading in goods and services and be exporting back to the previous export levels to the islands. They rely heavily on goods and services from New Zealand. Obviously not in the order of what we would do in terms of a trans-Tasman arrangement. Nonetheless, the economic benefits to New Zealand are there. The many families from the Pacific who live in New Zealand would be happy and, you know, pleased to see extended families in the islands again, you know, so the restoration of family and friends contact, that's a good thing. So as I say, there's a number of benefits to New Zealand and, of course, to the islands.
And as you say, some strong family connections and also strong, connections of nationhood for example, people who live in Cook Islands are New Zealand citizens.
Yeah, that was my reference earlier to the realm. Cook's Niue and Tokelau people are New Zealand citizens, and we do have constitutional obligations. But even in Samoa, you know, there's a treaty of friendship that enables the families to go backwards and forwards. You know, these are long, very strong relationships between these islands and New Zealand.
Hey, thanks for making your voice heard on this. You make a lot of sense. Really appreciate talking to you today. Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much.
Dr. Colin Tukuitonga, who is also the inaugural Associate Dean of Pacific at the University of Auckland, Faculty of Medical and Health Sciences.